Welcome to our deep dive into what's been happening in Morocco this April 2025. We've gathered quite a range of news and articles for this one.
Yeah, we're looking across infrastructure, education, business, international relations, culture, tech, sports, even health. Quite a mix.
Exactly. The goal is to pull out the really interesting bits, give you the key insights without you having to wade through everything yourself. Hopefully you'll get a clear picture and maybe learn a few surprising things along the way.
Sounds good. So where should we start? Maybe infrastructure and the economy. There's usually a lot going on there.
Good idea. And there definitely is this month. The big headline is the launch of the Kanitra-Marrakech High-Speed Rail Project, the LGV.
Ah, yes. The next phase. That's a pretty significant undertaking. We're talking about, what, roughly 430 kilometers of new line?
That's right. And the investment is substantial, 53 billion dirhams. And that's excluding the trains themselves, the rolling stock. It's part of a much larger rail program, about 96 billion dirhams in total.
Wow. And the key benefit, of course, is speed. The design speed is 350 kilometers per hour. What does that mean for actual travel times?
It's transformative. Think Tangier to Rabat in just 1 hour, Tangier to Casablanca in 1 hour 40, and Tangier all the way to Marrakech in 2 hours 40 minutes.
That really shrinks the country, doesn't it? Makes places feel much closer.
Absolutely. And it's not just those intercity routes. Rabat to the Casablanca Mohamed V Airport will be just 35 minutes. Plus, they're planning connections for the new stadium near Benzlemann.
And I heard something about Fez Marrakech, too.
Yes, a high-speed link in 3 hours 40, though that uses some existing upgraded track as well as the new LGV sections. It's all about creating a connected network.
Right, and a really interesting side effect of building this dedicated high-speed line is what it does for the existing network.
Exactly, it frees up capacity. They're talking about enhancing the metropolitan train services at TMP in Rabat, Casablanca, and Marrakech. More frequent local trains.
Which is crucial for tackling urban congestion in those major hubs. And you can't run new lines without new trains.
Definitely not. ONCF, the national railway operator, is acquiring 168 new trains. That's another 29 billion dirham investment. It covers everything. 18 high-speed trains, 40 for regular lines, 60 rapid shuttles, and 50 for those metropolitan services we just mentioned.
And it's not just about buying trains off the shelf, is it? There's a big push for local industry.
Yeah, this is quite significant. They're aiming for over 40% local integration. That means developing a whole railway industrial ecosystem, a train manufacturing unit, a network of local suppliers, even a joint venture for maintenance.
So it's infrastructure development and industrial strategy combined. That means jobs, right?
Thousands of them, direct and indirect, expected over the next 10 years. And they're partnering with big international names, Alstom for high speed, CAF for intercity, Hyundai Rotem for the metro trains.
Yeah.
So knowledge transfer is part of the package.
Yeah, that's a huge development on the infrastructure front. What else is happening in the economy?
Well, related to trade, there's a new export support mechanism, specifically for Moroccan companies targeting Africa.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
It's starting with an initial budget of 100 million dirhams. The idea is to cover export risks for companies selling into 15 specific African countries.
Okay, reducing the risk factor. And what's the expected impact?
The goal is pretty ambitious. Generate an extra 7.5 billion dirhams in exports. The leverage they're talking about is quite striking. For every one dirham the government guarantees, they expect it to unlock 75 dirhams in export value.
That's quite a ratio. Shows a strong belief in the potential there. When does this kick in?
It's set to be operational from June 1st, 2025, so quite soon. It's a clear signal about Morocco's focus on strengthening economic ties across the continent.
Makes sense. Shifting gears slightly, but still on a national level, what about heritage protection?
Yes, the Minister of Culture presented a draft law focused on protecting Moroccan heritage, with a particular emphasis on intangible heritage traditions, skills, cultural expressions.
That's often harder to protect than buildings. What's in the law?
It outlines a clearer legal framework, gives local authorities a bigger role, and includes subsidies for renovating privately owned kasbahs, which is interesting. There's also a partnership plan to renovate 20 specific historical sites.
And a dedicated center for intangible heritage.
Exactly. A national center for intangible heritage is planned. It's about actively safeguarding these things before they disappear.
It's good to see that focus. But it's not all positive news, is it? I saw something about mental health concerns.
No, unfortunately not. The Moroccan League for Citizenship and Human Rights raised serious concerns about the rights of people with mental disorders. They highlighted official neglect, a real lack of resources, inhumane conditions in some places.
And shortages of staff and facilities.
Yes, a shortage of beds, a lack of psychiatrists. Apparently, the closure of the psychiatric hospital in Kenitra has made the situation even worse. It's a stark reminder of the challenges in that area.
Definitely a critical issue that needs attention and resources. Okay, let's move on to education. There was some significant news regarding French university degrees.
Yes, this is a pretty big deal for many Moroccan graduates. The Ministry of Higher Education announced the automatic recognition of degrees license, master, doctorate from French public universities.
Automatic recognition, so no more lengthy equivalence procedure.
Exactly. It ends what was often a very long, sometimes difficult administrative process. Apparently, over 60% of equivalence requests each year were for French degrees, so this impacts a lot of people.
This should make it much easier for them to reintegrate into the Moroccan job market, right?
Right.
Less bureaucracy.
That's the aim. It's seen as a way to value the skills gained abroad and maybe help counter brain drain a little. And there's talk this might pave the way for similar agreements with other countries in the future.
A positive step, definitely. Though I imagine studying abroad still presents its own set of challenges for Moroccan students beyond just degree recognition.
Oh, absolutely. Funding, visas, adjusting to new systems, those challenges remain. Now, turning to international relations, always a complex area, there seems to be some movement regarding Morocco and Algeria.
Yes, reports suggest an intensification of dialogue specifically around the Moroccan Sahara issue. There's talk of a diplomatic roadmap by July 2025 to try and de-escalate tensions.
It's a long-standing conflict, of course, going back decades to the end of Spanish colonization. The stakes are incredibly high.
Absolutely. Control over resources, regional influence, overall stability in the Maghreb. It touches on everything. Any potential breakthrough, even just reducing tensions, could have huge benefits.
Like potentially reviving the Arab-Maghreb Union, or reopening the land border, which has been closed since 1994. That alone would be massive for trade, and also for families split across the border.
There was an International Crisis Group report suggesting even a partial compromise could boost regional economic growth by potentially 2% by 2030. It shows what's at stake economically.
It does. Though, you know, comparing it to something like the Kashmir conflict highlights how deeply entrenched these situations can become. A long-term solution is still very uncertain.
Very true. Deep historical positions on both sides make it incredibly complex. Elsewhere, internationally, tensions seem high in the Middle East, particularly concerning Israel and Iran.
Yes, quite a bit of noise there. Reports surfaced, I think, via Reuters about Israeli officials threatening a limited strike against Iranian nuclear facilities, possibly by late spring or summer.
But at the same time, there were reports, AP mentioned, talks in Muscat and Rome, suggesting some progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations.
It seems like parallel tracks are happening. Expert-level talks were apparently ongoing. President Trump made a statement saying the U.S. wasn't rushed to attack Iran, and the New York Times reported he might have dissuaded Netanyahu from a strike planned for May.
Adding another layer is Russia's involvement reports of potential S-400 air defense systems going to Iran and Russia ratifying its 20-year strategic partnership treaty with Tehran.
It's a tangled web. Some analysts are suggesting Netanyahu's tough stance might be partly a diversion from his domestic political issues.
And there are signs of internal dissent within Israel, too, aren't there? Reports of reservists, former military chiefs, even ex-Mossad heads petitioning for an end to the Gaza war and the return of hostages.
Yes, and then you had that very controversial statement from Finance Minister Smotrich saying the return of hostages isn't the most important thing, which caused a huge backlash.
Meanwhile, reports suggest Hamas still retains significant fighting strength, maybe 20,000 fighters, and Iranian negotiators seem to be holding firm that dismantling their enrichment program isn't on the table with the U.S.
It underscores just how volatile and unpredictable that whole situation remains. Let's shift to something hopefully a bit lighter culture.
Okay. What's happening on the cultural front in Morocco?
Well, quite a fascinating partnership was announced between Morocco and UNESCO. They're collaborating on a global culinary atlas.
A culinary atlas? What does that entail?
The aim is to document and preserve culinary traditions from all around the world. It's part of UNESCO's push to safeguard intangible cultural heritage, recognizing food as a key part of cultural identity and sustainable development.
That sounds like a massive but really valuable project. When might we see something from it?
The first version is expected around 2027. The focus is really on traditional food practices, how they connect generations, and the threats they face from globalization and climate change. Working with local communities will be key.
a great initiative. Any other cultural highlights?
Yes, a Moroccan woman, Hajar Younes, won first prize at an international Quran recitation competition in Jordan. On the publishing side, there was a nearly 7% increase in book publications in 2023-2024.
Mostly Arabic language, I assume.
Predominantly, yes, with novels being the most common genre. Production in Amazi is still quite low, only 57 titles reported. Publishing is also very concentrated in the Rabat-Casablanca axis.
And are most authors Moroccan?
Yes, mostly Moroccan men, actually. Interestingly, though, 551 titles by Moroccan authors were published abroad, showing some international reach. Sadly, the music world lost Mohsin Jamal, a renowned singer and outmaster, at the age of 77. He was known for songs like Zin Eftaltin.
Ah, a loss for Moroccan music. Any film or live events?
A Franco-Japanese animated film, Anzu Chafontom, was released. It deals with themes of grief and resilience. Comedian Amin Radi's show drew huge crowds in Casablanca.
And I saw something about classical music.
Yes. The Polish embassy launched a Chopin season in Morocco, with concerts planned starting May 1st. And Essaouira's Pontal Musical des Ainizes Festival in early May is set to honor Brahms. Looking ahead, Mexican singer Lila Downs is confirmed for the Mawazin Festival in June.
Quite a vibrant scene. What about traditional crafts?
Big news there, too. They're close to distributing 300,000 professional cards to artisans under a law aimed at formalizing the sector. Currently, only about 420,000 are officially registered out of an estimated 2.5 million artisans.
So this gives them official status. What are the benefits?
Access to fares, social benefits, potentially aid for transport and housing. And alongside this, there's a new framework agreement to digitalize the artisan sector, providing tools for online sales, promotion, e-payments, and maybe easier access to loans.
Modernizing production, essentially. Makes sense. Okay, how about lifestyle trends? Anything catching your eye?
Well, Morocco got some nice exposure on an Irish TV travel show called Tagax Tastil. They did episodes on Tangier and Marrakech, showcasing that blend of old and new.
Nice publicity. Any other lifestyle bits?
The Northern Irish designer Jonathan Anderson, who's quite a big name, was appointed to design the next Dior Home menswear show. A Moroccan pastry chef, Youssef El Gatou, made it into the Guinness World Records for the longest strawberry frasier cake.
A world record for cake. Love it.
And maybe less delicious, the TikTok trend for Dubai chocolate. That very rich pistachio-filled one apparently caused a global pistachio shortage for a while. Shows the power of social media trends.
Crazy. And some local events, too.
Yes. Tagazout Bay is hosting a comedy night, Tag a Comedy, and a music night, Tag Music, featuring an Edith Piaf tribute in early May.
Okay, let's switch to technology. The big buzz seems to be about 5G.
Yes, it's official now. The plan is to launch 5G commercially in Morocco in November 2025, just before the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament kicks off there.
Timing it for a major event, where will it be available initially?
The first phase targets major cities. The broader plan, under Digital Morocco 2030, aims for 25% population coverage by the end of 2025, 70% by 2030, and eventually national coverage, especially with the 2030 World Cup co-hosting duties in mind.
And the operators are getting ready.
Oh, yes. Maroc Telecom, INWI. They're preparing for technical tests and getting the frequency allocations sorted. Interestingly, Maroc Telecom and INWI have formed a strategic alliance to share infrastructure, a tower co for 5G towers and a fiber co for fiber optics. That should accelerate deployment.
Smart move to pool resources. And Maroc Telecom also boosted speeds.
Yeah, they doubled their fiber optic internet speeds for existing customers for free, effective from April 20th. Nice bonus for users.
Good timing. Any other tech news snippets?
A few quick ones. Netflix is looking at generative AI to improve search. Google Photos is rolling out an ultra HDR effect for older pictures. Some Android phones are getting a bypass charging feature to save battery health during gaming.
That bypass charging sounds useful for gamers.
Could be. There are potential supply chain issues looming for the iPhone 17 due to a specific fiberglass component. Instagram is using AI to try and identify underage users pretending to be adults.
That's a tricky one.
And controversially, a 21-year-old student raised over $5 million for an AI tool called Cluely, explicitly designed to, quote, cheat on everything, including exams, raising all sorts of ethical questions.
Wow, okay, that's definitely controversial.
And on a more positive note, the Moroccan High Authority of Audiovisual Communication, HACA, launched a free educational comic book about digital violence.
Good initiative. Okay, let's power through sports. Lots of Moroccan success recently.
Absolutely. Huge celebrations for the national under-17 football team winning the Africa Cup of Nations against Mali. Big national pride moment.
Fantastic result. And recognition for past legends, too.
Yes. Badu Zaki, the legendary goalkeeper, was honored by his former Spanish club RCD Mallorca 35 years after he left. Morocco also dominated the Africa Muay Thai Championship in Tripoli, winning 11 gold medals.
Impressive across different sports. What else?
The first ever Women's Africa Futsal Cup kicked off in Rabat. On the transfer front, the future of rising star Bilal El-Kanous at Leicester City is uncertain due to potential relegation, attracting interest from bigger clubs.
Scouts must have been busy at that U17 tournament, too.
Over 200 of them from major European and African clubs were there, apparently. The national karate team also had exceptional results at the Premier League event in Cairo. And young tennis player Lena Betsa won both the U16 Africa singles and doubles titles.
So a really strong showing from Moroccan athletes recently. Finally, let's touch on health and well-being.
Okay. An Australian study highlighted something quite relevant globally, a link between heat waves and increased emergency room visits for mental health issues. They're even talking about mental heat wave stress.
A worrying impact of climate change. Any medical advancements in Morocco?
Yes, whole exome sequencing, WES, for diagnosing genetic diseases faster is now available via the annual center. It's a significant step for diagnostics.
That's great news for patients. Any interesting research findings?
A few caught my eye. One study showed the brain can actually influence gut bacteria composition really quickly, like within 2 hours via the hypothalamus. Another highlighted withdrawal symptoms, irritability, anxiety when people cut down on sugar, linked to dopamine levels.
The brain-gut connection is fascinating, and the sugar withdrawal is something many people probably experience.
Definitely. A South Korean study suggested low LDL cholesterol, the bad kind below 70 mg/dL, might reduce dementia risk. A French study pointed to a possible link between certain combinations of food additives and increased risk of type 2 diabetes.
Food additives are always a complex area. Any new treatments?
Yes. An oral medication called Orforglipron is showing promise for type 2 diabetes and weight loss, potentially a needle-free option down the line.
That would be a game changer for many.
And locally, the National Orthopedic Trauma Congress focused on minimally invasive technologies. An AI-powered skin diagnosis tool, Skin Diagnosia, was launched in Morocco.
AI creeping into healthcare diagnostics more and more.
Seems so. And a simple practical tip. Apparently, you can revive faded clothes using just water and white vinegar. And that article on mental heat wave had tips like staying hydrated, resting, and seeking social support during hot weather.
Useful advice as summers get hotter. So that's quite a sweep across Morocco in April.
It really is. You see the connections, don't you? Infrastructure enabling growth, education opening doors, tech driving change, culture reflecting identity, sports fostering pride, health being addressed. It's all interconnected.
A lot of dynamism, a lot of challenges too, but definitely a sense of momentum in many areas. We hope this deep dive gave you a good quick overview of the key developments.
So, to leave you with something to think about, considering everything we've touched on, the high-speed rail, the tech advancements, the cultural initiatives, the diplomatic moves, what single development do you think will have the most significant long-term impact on Morocco's future and why?
Definitely something to ponder. Feel free to explore any of these topics further if they spark your interest. Thanks for tuning in.